ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはロンドン、こんばんはニューヨーク。
Start speaking Japanese in minutes and learn about culture and customs in just minutes more with Japanese Survival Phrases, a completely new way to master the basics of Japanese. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
Today we'll cover getting to the table at a restaurant. As for placing an order, you'll just have to hang on until next week.When you first walk into a restaurant, most likely you'll hear, いらっしゃいませ, which in Japanese is the polite greeting when entering a place of business. いらっしゃいませ. いらっしゃいませ. Let's break it down by syllable. いらっしゃいませ. いらっしゃいませ. Now the first question you'll hear is, how many people in your party? Which in Japanese is,何名様ですか? Let's hear it again. 何名様ですか? The first word, 何名, means how many people. Let's break that word down and hear it one more time. 何 and 名. 何 is what or how many, and 名 is the counter for people. This is followed by 様, which in Japanese is the honorific form added to the people counter.And this is followed by the copula desu, and the particle ka, which turns a sentence into an interrogative. Now that we have the question, let's go over how to answer it. In Japanese, the counter for people is mei. 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 And let's take this opportunity to recap some numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That was 1 to 5.And let's put them together with a people counter, mei. So for one person, that's 1名. Two people would be 2名. Three is 3名. Four is 4名. And finally, five people would be 5名. So when you answer, you just need to say 1名 or 2名. Now remember the word 様 is an honorific form.So you should never use it for yourself or your party. That's similar to how you would never call yourself Sachiko-san or Ms. Sachiko, because that sounds a little bit silly, doesn't it? Okay, now it's time for Sachiko's secret. I'll let you know what I do when I go into a restaurant. I simply hold up my fingers to indicate how many people I'm with. This helps avoid confusion, because even if you are fluent in Japanese, it's sometimes really loud in the restaurant that you can't really hear yourself speak,And the wait staff can see your fingers from far away. Sometimes they won't even have to come all the way to the door to greet me. They just smile and point to the seat that I can take. So when in doubt, just hold up those fingers. Okay, so to close out today's lesson, let's practice what you've just learned. I'll give you the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for shouting it out loud in Japanese. You got that?I'll give you a few seconds before I give you the answer. So good luck! 頑張ってください! How many people in your party?
何名様ですか? 何名様ですか?
And if you wanted to answer two people, you would say?
2名 2名
Alright, that's going to do it for today. See you later! Which in Japanese is またね!
Go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one. With Japanese survival phrases, you'll learn to speak with proper pronunciation and learn cultural insight and other insider information that will shock and amaze your friends, teachers, colleagues, and people you meet along the way. Go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.